This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back inside Staunton High School. The Bulldogs will be the visitors tonight on their home floor as they are the 7 seed. Nashville, the home team, as the 2 seed. Staunton in the road. Red uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the white and the black. They've got Staunton in white lettering across the front. For the Nashville Hornets, they will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the blue and the red. They've got Hornets in blue lettering across the front of the home whites. Fighting Illini basketball airing right now on 105.3 The Ox as Illinois is at number 2 Michigan State tonight. Live coverage right now on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Nashville has brought a pretty good crowd considering the distance they've had to travel. They might actually have more folks here than Staunton does. As the Nashville cheerleaders doing their pregame cheer. It was holding this up just a bit as both teams were on the floor after the lineup introductions, waiting for the cheer to get done. Now we're ready to roll. Booth will jump for Staunton. It will be Carson Parker for Nashville, and we are underway as Dustin Tolbert puts it in the air. And off the tip, the ball is batted around it. Eventually Cox comes up with it for Staunton. Good officiating crew here tonight. Denny Held, Alvin Pogenpohl, and Dustin Tolbert. Man-to-man defense for the Hornets. As Cox handles between the circles. Almost had it poked away by Bolt, but now Cox lost his footing, almost lost the ball. Gets it away to Kinder. Now Brady loses the handle out near midcourt. He had to dive to save the over and back violation. A shaky start here for the Dogs. Kinder between the circles, leaves for Cox in the right wing. Silas on the left side of the key to Bianco. Off to Booth on the block. Back to Bianco, top of the key. Staunton trying to get inside the paint here against this Nashville man-to-man. Kinder. Cut off the corner nicely by Jake Haley. Out to Cox. In the corner it goes to Bianco. Griffin on the left wing will give it in the high post to Heeman. Dribble handoff to Kinder. Brady between his legs, reverses field, comes back right side off the window. It's good for Brady Kinder. Good, strong take that time for Kinder as he kind of cupped the ball into his right arm, took that big step and put it home. Three-quarters court pressure that time from the Dogs to slow Nashville up the floor. It's like a 2-3 zone piece for the Bulldogs. 6:45 for the opening quarter. High post it goes to Bergman. He will leave it on the wing for Boltman. Middle of the paint it goes to Carson Parker. He puts it up, no. Offensive rebound and put back good for Bryson Boltman. And we are tied at 2. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Boltman leads this Nashville offensive attack with 15.4 points per game. Here's Kinder between the circles. On the left wing into the hands of Silas Cox. Silas Cox on the right wing to Bianco. Griffin holds, leaves for Kinder at the right elbow. Tried to diagonal pass down to Booth, and it's stolen away. Into the hands of Cameron Parker, coast to coast, up and down for the easy deuce. And Nashville, 4 unanswered, and they have taken a 4-2 lead. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Kinder across the timeline, gets a high screen from Booth. Brady almost lost the handle again, as right in his hip pocket was Jake Haley. Off to Bianco. Top of the key to Heeman. Into the hands of Silas Cox. Thought about the three. Boltman did a good job to hedge out. Bianco's pass is tipped and stolen. Picked up by Boltman. Bounce pass across the lane. Left-hand layup good for Carson Parker. 6-2 Nashville. Two early turnovers for Staunton. It's cost them 4 points. Cox will bring it into the front court with the right-hand dribble. On to the right wing. Cox will come back now between the circles. Goes between his legs. Boltman stays right with him. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Troy Redfern. 5 minutes, 19 seconds for the opening quarter. Nashville 6, Staunton 2. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Semifinal on WSMI. So an early timeout for Staunton. As Nashville leads it 6-2, Bulldogs will have the basketball. Sideline trigger in front of the Hornets bench. Bianco gets it in to Brady Kinder. High screen from Booth. Kinder turns the corner right side, cut off nicely by Haley. Kinder brings it back, top of the key now, into the hands of Silas Cox in the left wing. Cox into the paint, kicks out to Bianco, top of the key. Down to the right block to Heeman. Dillon draws a crowd, puts it up, left it short. Good defense in there from Tanner Bergman, the 6'5 senior. Staunton will be matched up with their bigs tonight with players of equal size. So we'll see how Heeman and Booth handle that. 4:50 first quarter, 6-2 Nashville. Here's Boltman on the left wing, puts it into the hands of Jake Haley. He'll bring it top of the key, off to Carson Parker. He will check the bench. Hornets want to set up an offensive set. Bryson Boltman will come and get the basketball, right side of the key. Off to Parker, skip pass to Haley. Lines up the three, got it. Good skip pass that time and Jake Haley buries the three ball. It's a 9-0 run for Nashville after Staunton got the game's first bucket. 4:20 first quarter. Brady Kinder between the circles out near midcourt. Gets a high screen from Heeman in the corner to Cox. Bad pass. He just turned and threw without looking. Third Staunton turnover. Here comes Carson Parker. No look pass in the corner. Boltman open for three. Left it short. And the rebound is tipped around off of Cox. Picked up underneath by Kinder. And here come the Bulldogs with Silas. Racing into the front court. Rejected by Bergman. It'll stay with Staunton. Silas tried the scoop shot that time. And the 6'5 Bergman with the easy rejection. 3:56 for the first quarter. Bianco looking on the baseline. We'll get it in to Kinder. Brady tried to go behind his back. Pocket picked by Cameron Parker. Up and down for the easy deuce. 4 points for Cameron Parker. An 11-0 run for Nashville. And it's a 9-point lead for the Hornets. 3:40 for the first quarter. Already four turnovers on the Bulldogs. Cox out on the right wing. Boltman staying right with him. Good pressure defense man-to-man for Nashville. Kinder tries to turn the corner. Haley doesn't allow it. Here's Cox, little head fake. Had his pocket picked by Haley. Haley first to the floor and will get a foul on Silas Cox. His first, team's first, Staunton's fifth turnover. And right now, the Bulldogs must be stronger with the basketball, whether they're passing or dribbling. Nashville very active on the defensive end of the floor. 3:15 first quarter. 11-2 Hornets lead with the basketball. Staunton in the 2-3 zone. Nashville's done a good job with the ball movement, working it side to side, in and out, to get quality looks here early. 3 minutes for the first quarter. Boltman left wing triple. Missed that one, and the rebound down to Ethan Booth. Bulldogs need a good offensive possession here. 2:55 for the first quarter. Kinder, top of the key, brings it right wing to Bianco. Griffin Bianco in the corner. It goes to Kinder. They're doing a good job, the Hornets are, of denying Dylan Heeman the basketball down on the block. Silas Cox lost the handle, bounced it off his leg, out of bounds. Sixth Staunton turnover. Silas trying to do a little bit too much, and I think he's going to check out of the ball game here as Devin Ray will come into the contest, the 5'10 sophomore, and Cox will take a seat and collect himself. 2:40 first quarter, 11-2, Nashville leading. Into the front court with Carson Parker. On the right wing to Boltman. In the corner it goes to Cameron Parker. Up it goes to Carson, top of the key. Leaves it for Bergman, rejected by Heeman, out of bounds. It'll stay with Nashville. Baseline out of bounds for the Hornets, as they will station a man at each corner of the lane. Boltman will throw it in. Gets it in near corner to Carson Parker. Almost threw it away. Haley able to corral on the left wing. Back into the hands of Boltman. In the right corner it goes to Carson Parker. Puts it on the deck. Dribble drive. Kicks to Haley. Corner pocket three. Got it again. Jake Haley, second three from that spot. He has 6 points. And it's 14 unanswered for Nashville. It's a 14-2 Hornet lead. 2 minutes for the first quarter. Bulldogs have turned it over 6 times. They scored the first time they had the basketball. 6 turnovers since. Here's Ray, top of the key to Kinder. Brady cut off that left wing. He's going to pull up for a three. That is a tough shot, too strong, and the rebound down to Boltman. Here comes Bryson across the timeline for Nashville. Crosses over on Kinder, gets into the paint, kicks it out to Cameron Parker. Nice ball fake, had Booth flying by, as Cameron Parker will get it off to brother Carson. High post to Bergman, off to Boltman on the left wing. Oh, nice diagonal pass down to Haley. He is fouled by Bianco and goes flying into one of our officials, Dustin Tolbert. Mr. Tolbert did a good job to catch Haley and minimize that collision. Second team foul, first personal on Griffin Bianco. Baseline out of bounds for Nashville. Boltman gets it into Carson Parker. They bring it top of the key now to Haley. Oh, nice no-look pass to Carson Parker. Middle of the lane, he knocks it down. 4 points for Carson off the beautiful no-look find from Jake Haley. 16-2 Nashville, 73 seconds for the first quarter. Here's Ray on the right wing. Devin Ray, top of the key. Just nothing easy for Staunton here. Great pressure defense from Nashville. Ray on the right wing. Works it left side into the hands of Bianco. Griffin gets into the lane, rises up and puts it down. Staunton needed that in a big way. Ends a 16-0 run for Nashville. Makes it 16-4, 48 seconds for the first quarter. Staunton extending that 2-3 zone out a little bit with Ray and Kinder on the point. Now they will sag back as Boltman holds between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Looks like the Hornets will hold for the final shot. Clock running, 32 seconds, first quarter. Now Boltman tucks the ball under his right arm, puts his left hand on his hip. He will hold out near midcourt, 25 seconds for the quarter. Got it off to Carson Parker, right back to Boltman, 20 seconds for the first quarter. Now Ray will come out, and the five-second count will start on Boltman. He'll put it on the floor once, off to Carson Parker. 10 seconds for the quarter. Now Nashville wants to go. Here's Haley, top of the key. Boltman left wing. They got a lob play. It's stolen by Bianco off the block. Staunton has a chance in the quarter. Kinder floats it up. Can't get it. It was a 15-foot runner. No good at the buzzer. After one quarter, it is the Nashville Hornets 16, the Staunton Bulldogs 4. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Nashville gets the basketball to start the second quarter, and Bryce Boltman throws it away as Bryson was looking towards the right block that time, and it was just an errant pass. Nashville's second turnover. They turn it over on back-to-back possessions. Staunton turned it over six times in that opening quarter. They trail by a dozen. Here's Ray. Off to Kinder. Brady Kinder, left side of the key, leaves it for Bianco. Off to Devin Ray on the right wing. He'll bring it back between the circles, being checked by Boltman. Hand off to Kinder. Gets a high screen from Booth. Ethan rolls, and Kinder has his pocket picked by Haley. Oh, great hands for Jay Kelly. He is nasty on the defensive end. All over Brady Kinder and the Bulldogs. And now Nashville throws it away, their third straight turnover. As Boltman's pass was just too wide, Haley did all he could do, a headlong dive to try to save it, but he could not. 7:05 for the first half. Winner will play for the regional championship on Friday night. Our other semifinal tomorrow night between Greenville and Hillsboro. Top of the key to Booth. Ethan spinning, kicks it off to Kinder. Brady gets it in the lane, had it poked away from behind. It'll be off of Nashville and stay with the Bulldogs. By that time, Kinder had gotten by his man, thought he was going to be able to get a high percentage look, but the recovery defense of Nashville knocked it away. Here's Booth off to Kinder for three. Rattled out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up in the heart of the lane by Tanner Bergman. Good job by Cameron Parker to deflect that away from Ethan Booth. High post to Bergman. He will swing it deep into the left wing to Haley. Skip pass to Boltman. Bryson Boltman bounced it once, leaves it for Carson Parker for three. Off the mark, no good. Great rebound there for Ethan Booth as he pulled it down over Tanner Bergman. Now Silas's pass is tipped and stolen. Turnover number eight. It's a run out for the Hornets. Up and down for the easy deuce is Cameron Parker. He has six. Nashville leads 18-4. And we have an official timeout. Silas Cox might have some blood. He does. He will head to the locker room. Lucas Sievers will check in for Cox. Lucas, a 5'9 junior, will trigger it in to Brady Kinder. Kinder being hounded by Haley here from the opening tap. Brady has it out near midcourt, right wing to Bianco. Top of the key to Lucas Sievers. Sievers works left wing. He's going to fire the deep three. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Ethan Booth. His pass down to Andrew Novak. Novak rejected by Carson Parker. And it's going to be saved by Brady Kinder as he got it away from Haley. Brady comes down, left-hand layup. Nope, he's fouled first. First foul on Nashville. And it'll be hustle plays that'll get Staunton back in this ball game. They're going to have them in bunches. The foul on Haley. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. Sievers gets it into Brady Kinder. Off to Bianco, left wing to Sievers. Back to Griffin. Leaves it for Andrew Novak at the right elbow. Right back to Bianco. Novak, the 5'11 senior. Into the hands of Booth now, off to Sievers. Here's Bianco. Leaves it in the corner for Novak. Andrew will turn and face on Matt Anderson, who's checked in. Here's Sievers. Leaves it into the hands of Kinder. At the right elbow, he spins, leaves for Novak. Ball fakes on the three, working on Anderson. Good job by Matt Anderson to stay right with Andrew Novak. 5 minutes, first half, 18-4, Nashville. Here's Kinder, top of the key. Bulldogs having to work extremely hard just to get a shot, and they don't get a shot as Booth is stripped as he put it on the floor, and Nashville heads the other way with Carson Parker. In the corner it goes to Boltman. No one picks up Bryson, and he will leave it top of the key for Carson Parker. Diagonal pass down to Cameron Parker, blocked, and it'll be off of Nashville, out of bounds. It'll belong to Staunton. Dylan Heeman returns for the Bulldogs, replacing Booth. 18-4 Nashville. Staunton scored the game's first bucket, then the Hornets got the next 16. Up top with Dylan Heeman, being guarded by Cameron Parker. Off to Kinder, left side of the key, gets a screen from Bianco, spins the other way, and a push on Haley. That'll be Jake Haley's second personal, as he has both of Nashville's fouls. Tanner Bergman off the bench. He will check back in as Cameron Parker will head out. Haley will stay on the floor with those two fouls. 4:22 for the first half. Sideline trigger. Bianco gets it in to Andrew Novak. Novak with the handoff to Kinder. Brady gets into the lane, floats it up. No. Gets it back. Counted in the foul for Brady Kinder. Good second effort that time. And he'll be to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Kelton Hari, a 5'11 junior, will check in as Haley will sit with those two personal fouls. First free throw attempt for either team. Toss is good. 5 points for Kinder, makes it 18-7 Nashville, and Silas Cox back to the table. He will check in, replacing Griffin Bianco. Silas no longer wearing the knee compressions. That must have been the source of the blood. 4:10 first half, 18-7 Nashville. Boltman out of that volleyball spike line, picks up the dribble, left wing it goes to Parker, lost the handle, picked up off the floor by Novak, just slipped out of Carson Parker's hands. Bulldogs into the front court, long pass to Cox, bounce pass down to Heeman, hit on the release, two free throws for Dylan Heeman. Third team foul on Nashville, and two free throws for Heeman. Personal goes on Carson Parker, his first. It's actually the fourth team foul on Nashville as the free throw is good for Heeman, his first point tonight. Gets Staunton to within 10. Second free throw, good. And it's back to single digits, 18-9, 3:45 for the first half. Here's Boltman on the left wing to Carson Parker. Back up top it goes to Boltman. 2-3 zone for Staunton. Here's Hari way out on the right wing. Top of the key to Boltman. Oh, he will split through the double, gets into the paint, kicks it in the corner to Matt Anderson. Hornets swing it into the left corner to Carson Parker. Off to Bergman, kicks it out to Hara. Hari now into the hands of Bergman. High, low, looking for Anderson, tipped out. It'll stay with Nashville. It'll be Bryson Boltman to throw in as the Hornets line everybody up along the baseline. Gets it in underneath to Hari. Lost the handle, turned over. Fifth Nashville turnover. Here come the Dogs. Seaver's going to pull up for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, weak side to Silas Cox. And the Dogs can reset. 3 minutes for the first half. Well, bucket would be big here for the Bulldogs. Kinder, hesitation bounce, attacks right side, floats it up, and we got a foul on Nashville. Two free throws for Brady Kinder. Fifth team foul on the Hornets. With 2:57 to play in the half, Carson Parker has picked up his second personal foul. Free throw for Kinder is good. Brady has six, Staunton 4-4 for the foul line. As Hari checks out, and Cameron Parker back on the floor for Nashville. Kinder's second free throw, off the heel too strong. Two Hornets fight for it, but eventually Anderson corrals it for Nashville. 18-10, Hornets lead with the ball, 2:48 first half. Here's Bergman. On the left wing it goes to Boltman. He will pounce through all sorts of traffic, keeps the dribble alive. Now he'll pull it out towards midcourt and reset. He will split up top. Now leaves it on the right wing for Cameron Parker. Left wing to Carson Parker. Back to Cameron, right side of the key. He will bounce it once, leaves it for Boltman. 2:25 first half. in the left corner to Carson Parker. On the block to Anderson. Kicks out to Boltman. To the foul line. Penetrates in. Wild shot off the window. No good. Offensive rebound. Anderson, and he puts it up and in. That shot for Boltman missed the rim entirely, so off the carom, off the backboard. Anderson, right place, right time, put it home. 20-10, Nashville leads. 2 minutes, first half. Entry pass to Heeman. Dillon almost lost it. He was able to corral it. Gets it off to Cox. Silas into the hands of Kinder. Brady Kinder being checked by Bryson Boltman, and we're going to get a moving screen, I think. No, a hand check on Nashville's Boltman. That'll be Bryson's first, team's sixth. And Staunton will have the ball in the front court, sideline trigger. Substitution for Nashville quickly to the table. Dale Anderson, a 6'4 senior, will check in, replacing Carson Parker. Severs gets it in between the circles to Brady Kinder. Kinder with the left-hand dribble, left side of the key, going to pull up for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Anderson for Nashville. 100 seconds, first half. Hornets will slow it up as Boltzmann will walk it into the front court. Into the hands of Parker, right back to Boltman. He stands out near midcourt, 90 seconds for the half. And if Staunton doesn't come out and pick him up, they might hold for the final shot. 80 seconds for the half. A 10-point lead for Nashville. High post to Bergman. Right back it goes to Boltman. Boltman has it out near that volleyball spike line. High post feed to Anderson into the hands of Cameron Parker. Back to Boltman. 62 seconds for the first half. Nashville led 16-4 after one. It's now 20-10, and the Hornets turn it over. Long time to work clock there. And with 53 seconds, here come the Dogs. Down to the right block to Heeman. He is stripped on the way up. It's out of bounds off of Staunton. It'll be Nashville ball. Every time Heeman has gotten a post touch here in the first half, the Hornets defense has collapsed down and made it very, very tough on Dillon Heeman to make a move. Andrew Novak will check out for Staunton. Ethan Booth back on the floor. 46.9 seconds for quarter number two. A 10-point lead for Nashville. Boltman with the right-hand dribble comes into the front court. Clock running, 35 seconds for the first half. Out on the right side of the floor to Parker, right back to Boltman. 25 seconds for the half. Cox kind of in between. Going back and forth. Might keep away. 18 seconds for the first half. Boltman off to Carson Parker. Into the hands of Boltman with 12 seconds. Standing out near midcourt on the Bulldog paw here at Staunton High School. 6 seconds for the half. Boltman, top of the key foul line. Now he's fouled. Just the third team foul on Staunton. So that was a well-utilized foul there, and they can do it again with 3.7 for the half. So it'll be Hornets ball on the baseline. Got to protect the rim here if you're the Bulldogs. Boltman will throw it in. The 6'5 junior. Gets it in the corner to Anderson. Out to Parker. Back to Boltman for three at the horn. Missed it. And after two quarters here in this regional semifinal, it is the Nashville Hornets 20. The Staunton Bulldogs 10. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Well, Staunton will start the third quarter with the basketball, trailing by 10. The visitors tonight here on their home floor, they are the 7th seed, Nashville the 2. Staunton's defense has kept them in this thing. They allowed just 20 points. Problem is they scored just 10. Cox, Booth, Heeman, Kinder, and Bianco for Staunton. For Nashville, the Parkers, Boltman, Haley, and Bergman on the floor. Kinder, top of the key, leads for Silas Cox on the right wing. He's got some tape just below his left knee. He had a blood issue in the first half. Here's Kinder on the left wing, up top to Heeman. The defense of Nashville, the story of this game so far is Bianco has it stripped on his attack. It'll be last touched by the Hornets and stay with Staunton. 7:28 for quarter number three, baseline out of bounds. As Bianco will lob it out front to Heeman. Into the hands of Kinder. Three ball right side of the key. Yes, for Brady Kinder. Big shot to start the third quarter for the Bulldogs. And they had the lead down to 7 This is as close as they have been in a long, long time. They got down 16-2. 16 unanswered from Nashville after Staunton scored the game's first bucket. They have it down to 7. Underneath it goes to Cameron Parker, out top to Boltman. 2-3 zone for Staunton. Haley on the left wing. Skip pass in the corner to Carson Parker for 3. Left it short. Rebound down to Ethan Booth. Bulldogs down by 7 with the ball. Here comes Kinder into the front court. Brady out of the volleyball spike line will work right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Step back. Nope, thought about the 3. Instead, Heeman top of the key. Off to Cox in the left wing. Silas leaves for Booth, right side of the key. Into the hands of Griffin Bianco. Down on the block to Heeman. They push him outside the paint. Good defense there from Tanner Bergman. Here's Kinder. Top of the key leaves for Cox on the right wing. Bad pass stolen. Tried a long bounce pass. Stolen away by Haley. And then Jake loses the basketball. Out of bounds. The 7th Nashville turnover. Haley had a run out for an easy layup, and he just lost the handle. Unforced turnover there. Staunton catches a break. That pass from Cox had no chance of getting through against a team like Nashville. Kinder, they don't pick him up. Fires for 3. Got it again. Brady Kinder has 12 back-to-back triples, and Nashville wants a timeout. If Kinder gets hot, look out. 6:02 for the third quarter. Nashville 20, Staunton 16. We're back to Staunton High School in the regional semifinal following these messages. Well, the Dogs have it down to 4 thanks to Brady Kinder's sharp shooting. And when he gets hot, he can score in bunches. 5:53 for the third quarter. Lead down to 4 for Nashville. Here's Carson Parker. Skip pass to Haley. Corner pocket 3. Got it. Jake Haley's 3rd 3-ball of the night. He has 9. The lead back to 7. 23-16. Nashville leads. Staunton has the ball. 5:35 for the third quarter. Here's Kinder. Top of the key. Probing. Gets into the paint. Attacks the rim and lays it up and in. 14 for Brady Kinder. And the senior maybe had a fire lit at halftime. The lead is 5 for Nashville. Here's Bergman off to Boltman. Right wing to Carson Parker. Underhand shovel to Cameron. Right back to Carson it goes. Bounce pass to Bergman at the right elbow. Right back to Parker. Skip pass to Haley. He'll drive the baseline this time all the way under the hoop. Kicks it out to Carson Parker. Attacks off the window. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Booth can't get it. Cameron Parker. Check that Carson Parker has it. He is fouled by Booth. Booth was surrounded by 3 white shirts that time. He did a heck of a job to battle as long as he did. The foul is his first. On the baseline, the Hornets will line everybody up. Boltman looking. Safety valve out to Bergman, top of the key. Into the hands of Cameron Parker. Off to Carson, back to Boltman now. Boltman wants to readjust the floor spacing here. Into the hands of Carson Parker, right back to Boltman. 4:45, third quarter. Parker thought about the 3, leaves it for Bergman. Elbow jump shot, no. And the rebound down to Bianco for Staunton. A chance for the Dogs to make this a 1-possession ball game. Kinder into the left corner. Tried the bounce pass. It's kicked by Boltman. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Kinder has all 8 of the Staunton points in the quarter. Has 14 of the 18 for the game. 23-18, Nashville leads. Staunton was down as much as 16-2. Cox for 3. Missed it. Off the right side of the backboard, and then Cox comes in and commits the foul off the long rebound. That'll be Silas's 2nd, Bulldogs' 2nd of the half. A triple header of regional basketball for you tomorrow night. You can find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. Haley, high above his head on the left wing, off to Boltman. High post to Carson Parker. He will attack on Heeman, and it rimmed out. 2 free throws for Parker. 13 fouled the half on Staunton. First personal on Dylan Heeman. Nice strong take that time from the 6'4 sophomore, Carson Parker. Average just over 12 per game for the Hornets. Second leading scorer for this Nashville club. He has 4 tonight. First free throw for the Hornets. Rattles out. No good. Stays a 5-point Nashville lead. Staunton did a great job to hang around as well as they did in that first half. Second free throw good for Carson Parker. He has 5. The lead is 6 for Nashville. 4-10 third quarter. Here comes Kinder across the timeline. Man-to-man, and it's a pressure man-to-man for Nashville. Up top to Heeman. Dylan Heeman, bad bounce pass top of the key. Had no chance. Turned over, 11th turnover. Those passes will not work against a team like Nashville. 3:50 third quarter. On the right wing with Cameron Parker. Swings it to Haley. He drives baseline, cut off, lost the handle, gets it back, and gets it away to Boltman. Haley on the left wing. Skip pass to Cameron Parker. High post to Carson. Tried to find Bergman on the baseline. Tipped away by Staunton. It'll stay with Nashville. 3:34 for the third quarter. Boltman will throw in off the baseline, as he will get it in near corner to Carson Parker. Off to Cameron Parker, into the hands of Bergman. He finds Boltman on the right wing. Bryson Boltman has just 2 points tonight, Nashville's leading scorer. Haley on the left wing, back between the circles to Carson Parker. Cameron Parker will come and retrieve the basketball. He leads for Boltman. Oh, had it poked away from behind, picked up off the floor by Heeman. Nashville's eighth turnover. Here comes Kinder for Staunton. Into the front court, 3:05 for the third quarter. Silas Cox, top of the key. Cox will work right side now, bounce pass to Griffin Bianco. Bianco works baseline, cut off, and he stepped out of bounds. Bianco was trying to plow his way down that baseline, and a good job by Nashville to basically just escort him right out of bounds. Use that baseline as an extra defender. Turnover number 12 on Staunton. 2:45 third quarter. Nashville leads by 6 as Carson Parker has it out front. High post to Boltman, on the left wing to Haley. Skip pass to Cameron. Off to Carson. Top of the key three. Left it short. Rebound down to Booth, and he's fouled by Boltman. That'll be his second. Nashville's first of the half. And you can see a little bit of a frustrated look on the face of Bryson Boltman. That will get Matt Anderson to the table, 6'2 sophomore, checking in, replacing Jake Haley. 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. Nashville led by 12 after one, by 10 at the half. It's down to 6 now. Cox across the timeline, way out on the right wing, picks up the dribble, a wild pivot, and as he was falling down, he lost the basketball. It's a run out for Carson Parker, and the foul. Count it, and 1-7 for Carson Parker, as Silas Cox just lost his footing out front, and as he was picking up his dribble and pivoting and spinning all at once, he tried to get the pass away and threw it away. He will check out. Devin Ray back into the action. Griffin Bianco will also get a breather as Andrew Novak returns. That foul went on Bianco, his second. Parker for the old-fashioned three, got it. 8 points in the game for Parker. And the lead is up to 9 for Nashville. That was a big sequence there. 2:10 third quarter. On the left wing with Devin Ray. Devin bounced it once, picked it up, finds Novak right side of the key. Andrew now will hand to Kinder. Brady Kinder gets a high screen, works right side, underneath the Booth, blocked and fouled. Free throws for Ethan Booth with 1:56 to play in the third quarter. A 27-18 Nashville lead. The foul to Matt Anderson, his first. Booth has not scored tonight. Staunton 4-5 from the foul line as a team. He'll get two tosses with a 6'5 sophomore. First one is off the heel, too strong. Kinder has all 8 Staunton points in the quarter. They've trimmed 1 point off their halftime deficit. Booth's second free throw is good, his first point tonight. And the lead down to 8, 1:50 third quarter. 2-3 zone for Staunton as Nashville brings it into the front court with Parker. Off to Boltman on the baseline to Bergman. Right back to Boltman underneath, up and in. Boltman's second field goal. Booth tried to contest, but Bryson Boltman able to put it home. 29-19, back to a 10-point lead for Nashville. 90 seconds third quarter. Here's Novak, top of the key. Andrew Novak cut off the left wing. Picks up the dribble. He will hand to Devin Ray. Ray, with the right-hand bounce, brings it back between the circles. Almost has his pocket picked, and now he does. And a foul on Carson Parker. Ooh, that looked like a tough whistle there if you're Carson. His third team's third of the half. And Staunton, a number of times tonight, has gotten their dribble too far out in front of them, and the quick hands of Nashville has been able to deflect it away. Kelton Harvey, 5'11 junior, returns as Parker will sit with those three personal fouls. Ray gets it in to Brady Kinder. 70 seconds for the third quarter. On the right wing to Devin Ray. Devin Ray off to Novak, right side of the key. Andrew Novak leaves for Kinder. Brady Kinder to the right elbow, leaves it for Ray. Devin now on the wing to Novak. 4-3, missed it off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Boltman. Nice rebound for Bryson. He will race into the front court. To the right block, muscles it up and in. Coast to coast for Boltman. He has six. 31-19 Nashville, 45 seconds for the third quarter. Staunton had it down to five at 23-18. It's now 31-19. Here's Ray. He will dribble across the head of the key into the hands of Kinder. Brady Kinder, right wing, feeds the post to Heeman. Put it on the floor, ill-advised, had his pocket picked by Cameron Parker. Parker goes up, missed the layup. Good contest from Novak. Offensive rebound to Boltman. His putback won't go as he faded away and hit the deck. Rebound down to Ray. Staunton dodged one there. 10 seconds for the quarter. On the baseline to Novak. Andrew, counter to the foul for Andrew Novak. I think he spun the wrong way initially, was able to muscle it up and in, and he'll be to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play with 8.3 seconds for the third quarter. 31-21 Nashville, the foul on Boltman, his third. So Carson Parker, Bryson Boltman, each with three personal fouls, as Jake Haley will return to the lineup for Nashville, and Carson Parker back on the floor for the Hornets. He will replace Boltman. No, Boltman stayed on the floor. It was Bergman or Anderson who came off. Anderson. Novak for the free throw. Got it. 31-22. 8.3 seconds for the third quarter. Into the hands of Boltman. Across the timeline with five. Finds Carson Parker. Middle of the lane. Floats it up. Rattled it home. Did Carson Parker. And that'll be the final play of the quarter. 10 in the game. 6 in the quarter for Carson Parker. And after three, it is the Nashville Hornets 33, the Staunton Bulldogs 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. 33-22, Nashville leading. Bulldogs had it down to 5 at one point in that third quarter, but the Hornets able to stretch it back to 11, and they will get the basketball to start the money quarter. Carson Parker handling, bounce feeds the high post to Bryson Boltman. Back to Parker, thought about the three, instead leaves it on the wing for Haley. Right back, top of the key to Parker, high post to Boltman. In the corner it goes to Cameron Parker. Had it knocked away by Novak, Parker gets it back to Boltman. He attacks left hand and draws the foul. That will be the fourth team foul on Staunton and send Bryson Boltman to the free throw line. Did a nice job that possession of working in the high post there, the soft spot of that 2-3 zone. When he catches it, he has the skills to make a play. Toss is no good for Boltman. 6 points for Nashville's leading scorer. And as the Hornets lead, 33-22, 7:36 for the ball game. Second free throw for Boltman is good. 7 for Bryson, 34-22 Nashville, the lead up to a dozen. Happened quickly and quietly, too. Staunton had the ball, a chance to make it a one-possession game, and now all of a sudden it's a dozen. Seavers attacks and draws the foul. 7:20 for the ball game. It'll be the fifth team foul on Nashville. Free throws for Seavers. The foul on Carson Parker is his fourth. That has Matt Anderson to the table. He'll check in after the first free throw from Lucas Seavers. Seavers has not scored tonight. Staunton 6 of 8 from the foul line. Free throw is good for Seavers. Well, Parker will sit with those four personal fouls. Anderson back on the floor for the Hornets. Clock stopped, 7:20 for the ball game. Second free throw for Severs is off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Boltman for Nashville. He will leave for Jake Haley, the 6-foot senior, into the front court for Nashville. He's hit three triples on the night. Left wing goes to Anderson, right back to Haley, out at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Anderson, return pass to Haley. High post to Boltman. He will turn and face, kicks in the corner to Anderson. Across the floor to Cameron Parker. Way out on the right wing. In the corner it goes left side to Matt Anderson. Bounce pass out to Haley. Between the circles, back to Anderson, left wing. On the baseline to Berkman. He will lead for Haley. Jake attacks, layup is good. Nice strong take for Jake Haley. 11 points for Haley. A 13-point lead for Nashville, 36-23. 6.5 minutes for the ballgame. Severs on the left wing, leaves for Novak, right side of the key. Andrew wants to turn the corner, cut off. Leaves it for Lucas. Severs on the dribble drive. His defender slipped, hit the deck, and a foul on Nashville's Cameron Parker. Comes with 6:22 to play. That's team foul number 6. Next one puts the Hornets over the limit the rest of the way. And you got a towel out there mopping up some of that perspiration. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Staunton. Severs will throw it in, and the officials being buzzed over to the table. Might have been a discrepancy on the team fouls, perhaps. Wondering why there was no free throws. Now we're ready. Denny Held got it straightened out over there at the table. 6:22 for the game. 36-23 Nashville. Baseline out of bounds for the Dogs. Severs gets it in the right corner to Booth. Out to Novak. Into the hands of Brady Kinder. Kinder on the right wing in the corner to Novak. Andrew Novak on the right wing up top to Booth. Ethan, 18-footer off the heel, too strong. And the rebound down to Nashville. Here comes Boltman for the Hornets. 6 minutes for the contest. Winner into the championship game Friday night here at Staunton. Boltman attacks, lays it up, counter to the foul for Bryson Boltman. He now has 9 points as again he made the catch in the high post. Turn and faced on the Staunton defender. Couple of strong bounces to the right side, and he's got a chance for the three-point play. The foul went on Dylan Heeman, his second. He will check out as Griffin Bianca returns for Staunton. That was their 6th team foul. Free throw for Boltman is good. And he's got 10 points, 8 coming in the second half, and Nashville wants a timeout. 5:56 for the ballgame, Nashville 39, Staunton 23. We'll come back to the 2A regional semifinal at Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School for this 2A regional semifinal, Nashville leading 39-23. Bulldogs did have it down to 5 with the basketball at a point in that third quarter, but the Hornets able to open it back up. At the end of the day, their defense just too much for Staunton here tonight. Down to Booth, rejected by Boltman. They're going to say he got him with the body. It was clean up top, but I think there was contact with the body. It'll be Boltman's 4th, team's 7th free throws for Ethan Booth. Booth on the night, 1 point, make it 2. He's now 2-3 from the foul line. Clock stopped, 5:45 to play. Second free throw for Booth is good. Ethan gets the pair, makes it 39-25 Nashville, 5:45 for the ballgame. Jake Haley will bring it into the front court for the Hornets. On the right wing to Cameron Parker, right back to Haley, out near that volleyball spike line. As Nashville working against this Staunton 2-3 zone, Anderson off to Haley between the circles. Parker on the right wing, down to the left block, tipped and stolen by Novak. Andrew Novak into the front court. He will leave for Severs on the left wing. Lucas picked up the dribble at the top of the key, off to Bianco. They feed Novak at the left elbow. Andrew, nice ball fake, got Boltman in the air. Here's Severs, deep three, got it! Lucas Severs buries the triple. He has 4 for the game on his first field goal, and it's 39-28. 5 minutes to go, a lot of time left. Can Staunton string together the stops and take care of the basketball on the other end? They don't do those two things, Nashville's going to play for the regional championship on Friday night. Haley between the circles. We've seen the Hornets take their time at the end of the first two quarters, and they will work it around and look for a quality shot here. Up by 11 with the basketball. Clock running 4:25 for the ball game. Here's Cameron Parker on the right wing. Picked up the dribble, back to Haley. High post to Boltman. He's been effective in this spot. He turns, faces, and draws the foul. Bryson's slow to his feet. He kind of got hit low and high at the same time there. He's up and appears to be fine. The foul on Griffin Bianco is his third. Team's seventh and two free throws for Bryson Boltman, the 6'5 junior. 10 points, 8 in the second half. Free throw is good. 40-28 Nashville, 4:17 for the ball game. Second free throw for Boltman, headed home, and he got it. A dozen for Bryson, and he will check out as Kelton Hari, a 5'11 junior, returns to the action. 41-28, a 13-point lead for Nashville as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Kinder, top of the key, crosses over, works left side, wild left-handed layup, no good, and the rebound down to Nashville. Cameron Parker will leave it off for Haley. Jake will jog into the front court, leave it off for Parker. High post to Matt Anderson, back to Haley, off to Hari. Into the hands of Haley, off to Parker on the right wing, 3:45 for the ball game. A regional triple header for you tomorrow night here on FM 106. Live coverage from the Lincolnwood Regional when the Lancers take on North Green. That'll be live at 7. And then we'll have the Hillsborough Greenville broadcast from Staunton at 8:30 tomorrow night. And we'll wrap it up at the 1A Nokomis Regional with Nokomis taking on Ramsey about 9:45 tomorrow night. All the action here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. As Nashville continues to show the patience and work the basketball. 3:15 for the ball game. Parker almost lost the handle, gets it off to Hari, and then he is clocked by Kinder. Brady went for the steal and ended up catching Hari up high around the elbow area when Hari's arms were extended to make the catch. He hit the deck, and then Brady, good sportsmanship, quickly helped him to his feet. Cox will return for Staunton. Griffin Bianco will head out. 3 minutes, 12 seconds for the ball game. At the free throw line, Kelton Hari. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Rebound down to the Bulldogs. Here comes Kinder into the front court. 3:05 for the ball game. On the right wing to Silas Cox. Cox turns the corner, gets into the paint, down to Novak. Oh, had it stripped by Hari. Nice hands from Kelton Hari. And now he's going to be called for double dribble. As Staunton did not give up on the play, Severs, Novak, and Kinder all hustled back and eventually forced the double dribble from Hari. Novak will check out for the Dogs as Dylan Heeman returns. 2:55 left in this regional semifinal. 41-28 Nashville. Silas Cox brings it into the front court for Staunton. He picks up his dribble, has nowhere to go, needs some help. Severs comes and gets the basketball. Up top to Brady Kinder, being checked by Jake Haley. Haley. Now off to Kinder. He will leave it for Severs. Severs passes deflected by Hari. He's first to the floor, tied up with Severs. And the jump ball arrow will keep it with Staunton. That was a perfectly timed jump that time from Kelton Hari. And as is usually the case, the arrow never rewards the defensive team who made the play. 2:26 for the ball game. Sideline trigger for Staunton, and it goes to Silas Cox, top of the key. Silas, left wing, will bring it back top of the key. Right wing now to Lucas Severs. Severs, deep three ball. That thing is halfway down and spun out. Went around the world twice and kicked out. 2:08 for the ball game. That would have got it down to a 10-point game, and Nashville wants a timeout. 2:06 to play, Nashville 41, Staunton 28. You're listening to the 2A Regional Semifinal at Staunton on WSMI. Following the Nashville timeout, Hornets have the basketball, leading by 13, 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Carson Parker back on the floor with those four personal fouls, leaves it for Boltman. He's also playing with four. Out front to Parker, into the hands of Boltman. Minute 50 for the ball game. Boltman's had a very good second half. 10 of his 12 coming here in the second half. And a foul out front as Kinder went for the steal, didn't get it, and it will send Carson Parker to the free throw line. It'll be one in bonus on the eighth team foul committed by Staunton. Final from a 1A regional in Mount Olive. Metro East Lutheran beats Bunker Hill 73-42. At the free throw line, the 6'4 sophomore, Carson Parker. Free throw, good. Parker now with 11. He's 3 out of 4 from the foul line. Second toss is good. A dozen for Carson Parker. And Ethan Booth will check out. Andrew Novak back on the floor as Troy Redfern wanted to get his seniors on the floor here for the final 100 seconds of their career. Kinder and Novak are the seniors as Kinder handles on the right wing. Leaves it for Lucas Sievers. On the block to Heeman, and it's a kick by Nashville. Dylan Heeman has had a long night on the inside for the Bulldogs. Nashville's interior defense has stymied him most of the night. He's had very few touches, and the ones he has had have been highly contested. Now the out-of-bounds pass is stolen, and the layup is good for Carson Parker. 14 for Parker as they tried to lob it up to Heeman, and Nashville was ready for it. 45-28 Hornets, a minute 15 for the ball game. Cox almost threw that one away. Sievers able to corral on the sideline into the hands of Kinder. Brady forces it up and draws the foul. Eighth team foul on Nashville, 68 seconds for the ball game. We'll have a triple header for you tomorrow night. We'll start off at the 1A Lincolnwood Regional with the Lancers and North Green live at 7. We'll then have the broadcast here from Staunton between Hillsboro and Greenville, their fourth meeting of the year. The Comets have won 2 of the first 3. And then about 9:45 tomorrow night, we'll have the broadcast of the Nokomis Regional Semifinal between Nokomis and Ramsey. All three games here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. First free throw for Kinder good. Second free throw for Kinder good. He has 16. The lead is 15 for Nashville, and the foul given by Silas Cox with 65 seconds to play. Ninth team foul. And for the time being here, Staunton's going to see if they can get Nashville to miss some free throws and have something crazy happen. It's not March yet, but the madness has been known to be alive and well in February, although this would defy even all of those crazy expectations. Free throw for Boltman, no good. 65 seconds for the ball game. Boltman will get his second toss. Free throw is good. Bryson gets 1 out of 2. He has 13 for the ball game, a 16-point lead for Nashville. Brady Kinder into the front court between the circles. Clock runs now inside of a minute to play for the ball game. Kinder on the right wing. That entry pass is tipped. Heeman tracks it down in the corner. His pass is tipped and stolen. Turnover number 17. There's been a lot of that tonight where Staunton's passes have just not been able to find their way home. Nashville doing a very good job in those passing lanes. Foul given by the Bulldogs with 46.9 seconds to play. And when you haven't faced a defense like Nashville's all season long, it can be a shock to the system, to say the least. And that was certainly the case in the first quarter for Staunton as Boltman's free throw rattles out. He can't believe it. Good soft touch, but it kicked out. Novak and Kinder will come off the floor as the Staunton seniors will get hugs and ovations from Troy Redfern and the Staunton faithful here. You have to like the senior season that Kinder and Novak were able to experience here after they did not win hardly any ball games at all their first 3 years. They get the 15 wins this year and a regional victory in the quarterfinal round. As Boltman puts home the second toss, he has 14. A lot of talent coming back next year for the Staunton Bulldogs. Here's Booth in the right corner on the baseline. Tough shot fadeaway, left it short, and the rebound down to Boltman for Nashville. Half a minute to play. And we'll see if Staunton just lets him go now. Troy Redfern says, yep, let him go, don't foul. 47-30 is going to be the final. At one point, Staunton had it down to 5 in the third quarter with the basketball. But at the end, too much Nashville here tonight as the Hornets will improve to 22-7, and they will advance into the regional championship game on Friday night, where they will get the winner between tomorrow night's semifinal between Hillsboro and Greenville. As the players come together, start to shake hands, that's it. The final, Nashville 47, Staunton 30. We'll come back and wrap it up from Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Staunton High School. The Nashville Hornets win it 47-30. Not a wire-to-wire win. Staunton got the game's first bucket, led 2-0, and then in the blink of an eye, it was 16-2, and Nashville really never looked back from that point. The Bulldogs made a run right out of the locker room. They were down 10 at the half. Brady Kinder hit back-to-back threes in that third quarter to get Staunton right back in the ballgame. They pulled to within 5, had the basketball, couldn't get any closer than that as Nashville pulled away. Hornets led 16-4 after one, 20-10 at the half, 33-22 after three, and they win it tonight 47-30. Brady Kinder led all scorers tonight for Staunton. He finishes with 16, 4 points for Lucas Severs, 3 points for Ethan Booth, 3 points for Andrew Novak, and 2 points for Griffin Bianco. Bulldogs were good at the foul line tonight, 11 out of 14. They did not take good care of the basketball, though, 17 turnovers, and most of those were a direct result of Nashville's pressure defense, whether it was shooting passing lanes when Staunton was trying to make too long of passes. A lot of them, though, were Staunton just not able to be strong enough with the dribble, as Nashville was able to get a number of steals in that situation. So the Hornets improved to 22-7. They will play the Hillsboro-Greenville winner for the regional championship on Friday night. For Staunton, their season comes to a close at 15-13. But if you think about where the Bulldogs were the last 2-3 years, this was a very good year and something that they can build on with a lot of talent coming back next season. We'll have a triple header of regional basketball for you tomorrow night at the 1A Lincolnwood Regional in a semifinal. Lincolnwood will take on North Green. We'll have that live at 7. And then right here at the Staunton Regional semifinal number 2, we'll have Hillsboro taking on Greenville. That broadcast tomorrow night right around 8:30. And then the nightcap, the 1A Nokomis Regional semifinal between Nokomis and Ramsey. That broadcast tomorrow night about 9:45. All three games right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Steve Moore and all the folks here at Staunton for their hospitality. They always treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast here tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. And then, of course, our regional triple header tomorrow night begins at 7 o'clock. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Your final one more time from the 2A regional semifinal in Staunton. The Nashville Hornets 47, the Staunton Bulldogs 30. I am Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Staunton.